This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, recorded live in the BHP studios, Detroit, Michigan, with your host, Team BHP.
The BHP podcast is proudly presented by Vanguard Outdoors. Learn more at vanguardworld.us.
Hello, and welcome to the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, live from the BHP studios. It's me, Dave Thomas, along with...
James Noteboom.
And Kevin Conley.
So, today we are podcasting, and we are going to talk about season that's going on right now, but also the ups and downs. I mean, there's a lot of that. I feel like we've all had a rough season this year already. And where we go with it, I have no idea what's going to happen. But I'll let Kevin start with his Upper Peninsula, Michigan story.
Okay, so I did finally able to get out. I've had a little bit of an off year because of, you know, my mom being sick and stuff like that. I haven't been able to get out, but was able to do my annual gun hunt up in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Been doing it with my friends for 31 years.
So jeez.
It's tradition. And yeah. Every year is something different. The last few years have been a little rough because of winters up there.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since they had a couple of tough winters, the deer population has been way down, and I haven't had much luck. But as everybody knows, it's not all about the killing. It's just about getting out and being with your friends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's a good time. This year there were more deer. They have the antler restriction up there because I have the combo license, so I had to have at least 3 points on one side, and I wasn't able to connect with that, but was just encouraged to finally start seeing some more deer, and everybody was seeing deer, yeah. Small ones. Maybe next year, you know, the ones we let go will grow up, and we have something better next year, so looking forward to that.
Do you think that's do you think the law is fair when it comes to the size restriction in the UP, or do you think that's a little exaggerated, being that, you know, maybe you guys don't see as much? Or, I mean, how do people feel about it up there, I guess?
I think for the most part, I don't think it matters that much, because generally speaking, the last few years they haven't been seeing many deer. Yeah. So I think everybody is kind of on board, maybe not so much because they're worried about antler restrictions and getting the big bucks. They're more worried about, let's get the herd back, you know.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're limiting what we're shooting is okay with me in that case, because I really want to see the deer population come back.
Now,
there's no doe shooting up there.
Yeah,
where we are.
Yeah. Is it all winter, or is it have something to do with the wolves too?
Well, if that's, you ask the DNR, it's got nothing to do with wolves.
Well,
but
you
ask anybody,
the locals,
ask anybody that lives up there. Basically, I hunt, you know, up in Alger County, which is, you know, near Marquette, and the winters there have been very rough. And actually what happens where we hunt, the deer actually migrate when the snows come, because, like, our camp is like 5 miles off Lake Superior. By January, February, there's 10 feet of snow on the ground, you know, from the lake effect. So the deer migrate down into the cedar swamps. And the problem with that is they are all, you know, in the same area, they're tightened up.
Yeah.
They can't really get out of there because the snow is deep.
Yeah.
And the wolves, if the wolves want to come, or the coyotes want to come and take one a day or two a day. And what they really see is happening is when the when the does are pregnant and and the snow is still deep, they can't get away, and you know, one kill is equal to killing two or three because you know they're killing the fawns. So,
but well, the winters, you guys know, you guys are the ones up there all the time, so
The winters have been bad. I mean, you know, I think, you know, I'm not completely against wolves, but I do think they need to come up with a way to control the population of wolves. This idea that the federal government is saying that, you know, they're protected, you can't even shoot them. I just read a thing, and this amazed me. It's in the DNR handbook. If a wolf is attacking and killing your dog, you cannot stop it. You can't shoot
the
wolf.
Only if it's a person or yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
This handbook?
Yeah, it's in there. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not letting a wolf kill my dog. I'm sorry. It's not going to let it happen. I'll go to jail.
You know, and all the guys up there say there's so many more than there's. Everyone's talking about 600. There's 600 total wolves up there.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, well, try about 2,000. But.
Well, I tell you what, we had snow this year, and we had a lot of deer tracks. You know, we saw a lot of tracks. And literally, I cut through the woods to head to my blind, and about 20 yards inside the woods, which is 20 yards from the cabin, there was wolf tracks.
Yeah. Ooh.
And it only snowed like the night before.
They're back.
And there were two sets of wolf tracks going through, and I'm like, holy cow, right
tell,
by
tell
the cabin.
Tell them the story of the wolves. The first time you guys saw them up there.
Oh, well, not the first time, but the last time I saw them. I've seen them. A wolf here and a wolf there, but the last time I saw him, I was hunting on the ground, and I looked up and I saw a big, you know, a wolf coming through, and it was black, a nice, really, you know, looked healthy, good-looking wolf, you know, and I'm looking at it, like, all of a sudden I look, and there's two more right behind it, and they're like these gnarly-looking, I mean, they look nasty, they're almost a blonde, and there's two of them, and they're moving like, you know, like one would move, then the other would move. I'm like, oh, they're on the hunt right now. Now I'm hunting. I'm trying to hunt a buck, and they're hunting. You know, they're within 50 yards of me. I can see them, and then all of a sudden, I saw two more, and all of a sudden, I went from wow, it's kind of cool to see a wolf to holy cow, there's six wolves, and they came within about. I was on the ground.
Oh.
They were within 30 yards of me. So then I called my buddy up and said, hey, there's some wolves coming your way. He goes, what should I do? I go, don't do nothing. Just And they walked within 10 yards of him.
Wow.
And that's the last. I never saw the rest of the week, we never saw a deer. I had seen a deer that morning. I never saw another deer. So, I mean, once the wolves come in and they're hunting in your area, I think.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
We saw one by our cabin. It was a great big one, big black one, probably about. What do you think, 150, 200 pounds?
It was it was huge. Yeah, ran across the road. It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, people say, oh, you know, can you mistake them for a coyote? Well, if you can't tell the difference between a wolf and a coyote,
because
they
straight.
Are so big. Yeah. Yeah, you know. And the worst part about it, I was sitting there with my camera, and I forgot to flip the camera on because I was so freaking excited. I could have had a whole pack of wolves hunting on camera.
That'd be so amazing. To see some wolves like that.
Yeah. It won't happen again. I'll be ready next time.
The only time I ever saw them was, like I said, crossing the road running and, you know. I don't know. The UP is a strange place to me. It's a beautiful place. And it's one of the most amazing places to see and be in when you're there. And the breathing fresh air up there is just unbelievable to me. And then, but the problem is the hunting's just not really there. I don't know. It's just.
Well, speaking of that. The hunting for bear is pretty good up there. Yeah. And as I understand, you have 6 points.
Yes, I have a lot of points. In fact, that's not in here, though, is it?
No.
Oh, maybe. This is hunting. This isn't deer only. I just wonder where the.
I think in
where it talks about the points.
In May or something like that, they'll be putting it out. But anyway, what I was going to tell you is while I was up there, ran into a friend of mine whose family homesteaded up there 140 years ago.
Jeez.
They have a farm. It's been passed down from his grandfather to his grandfather to him. He now owns it. And I said, hey, if my son-in-law gets a bear tag, can we use the farm? He goes, absolutely, come on up. So I got a place for, we got Corey up there.
Exciting.
Corey up there to bait for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, as long as you got that.
And I tell you what, the camp itself. You were there one time with me. We went and shot some the black powders out there.
Yeah, I remember.
In the camp, the house is like 140 years old, and yeah. It's amazing. Just it's like going back in time when you go up there. Cool. And
it was so cold. That's all I remember.
That was cold.
I couldn't remember my hands. I couldn't feel anything. I just remember it was like literally. Like 15 degrees, snow, 2 feet of snow, blowing, just intense, intense.
Yeah, that was December, though. The bear hunt will be in, the bear hunt will be September. That's the best time to be up there, so.
Yeah, I'm only doing it if I can pull the first week. I ain't going to get involved with the dog hunters.
No.
That's just not, going to work, so.
No, and also we'll run a couple different baits, you know, one
that's a good idea.
Further away and stuff.
Get the cameras on. We should be able to, I mean, with that much land, we should be able to make it happen, and especially if we have Corey up there working them constantly, putting cameras, and we'll get him the food that he needs to do it. And I think we should be able to, I mean, that's like what happened with yours. I mean, when we were there for that, I mean, Corey had it. The bear was coming every day. It was there every single night. And the night we didn't go, which we couldn't because it wasn't legal yet, was Friday night. We were there Thursday night. Friday, we couldn't hunt, so we just hung out. But the bear came in Friday night. Saturday, the dogs were set loose and killed that bear and treated it while we were hunting. So I told him if I ever did this, I would never pull the tag until I can get the first week. Because he would have got the bear for sure. I mean, he might not have. Did you take a bow for that? You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I was bow.
You were bow hunting. Can you gun or bow for that?
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to do it, especially a Michigan bear. It's exciting. Yeah. And knowing that I think I have enough points now, I think it'd be the time to pull it. I just need to know what zone to pull it for. Is a county, right? You got to go by county.
Or yeah, whatever. In the spring, they put that out. They put the drawing numbers and all that, so.
That's really exciting. Oh, man. It's going to be great to get up
there. Yeah, we can stay in the camp. Dan's already said that the camp is ours.
I just gotta figure
right on the Laughing Whitefish River
how many exact points I have, which I actually probably can look up. Can I?
So yeah, that'll be it'll be a great time. Maybe Connor can come up there with us.
I don't know who's gonna watch him while we're hunting though.
Take him with you.
He ain't gonna go out with us.
Mom and Dad would let him
go. That ain't gonna happen. There's no point even trying, but now if we went up there just for scouting or something, that's different, but
well, we'll do that too.
It would be good for him.
We'll go up in August.
It would be good for him.
We'll go up in August and I'll take the motor home. We can stay.
Goodbye. We'll go catch pike.
Yeah, do some fishing.
Points. One good thing about our lake. You like pike. It's a place for
preference
you.
Points, that's what it's called. How many do I need, do you think?
Six or seven.
Six should be just about automatic.
Oh, really? To make sure that I only have four, maybe I'm off. So let's make sure.
I'm not even sure how many I have. I don't think I've been putting
it. You might get it with four. With six, it'd be about automatic.
Oh, come on. Where's this at? I know it's here. I know they have it.
You gotta sign in somewhere, probably. So other than that.
Anybody ask any questions on there?
Hey, guys. Forgot you're still live with us.
Yeah, check out what's going on.
Yeah, let's see. I can check that out. We're broadcasting live as we're actually doing this. What's your opinion on Chris Brackett? Oh, man, this is getting rough up in here.
What's Woo-wee.
Wow.
We're going to address that?
No.
No.
Just kidding. I mean, I don't care.
No, you didn't hear the story. There's a pretty big TV celebrity.
I mean,
shot.
Number one,
poster deer, so.
The problem
lost
is you don't
everything.
You don't see the whole thing. That's number one. So I have no idea what happened before the camera guy walked into that tent. You know, was he messing around? Did he pay him a lot of money to be there? And was he, you know, berating him because of that? I don't know. You know, and not that that's the solution to how to do it. I don't agree with that, but I'm just saying. You know, people are different. You know, you work for different kinds of bosses in your lifetime, and some people are mean. You know, I've had bosses that are rude and, you know, mean. So I'm not saying that's the way to go. And in this industry, it's definitely not the way to go. It's a small industry, and people respect, you know, not getting yelled at, especially. So I don't agree with how it was handled there, but that's none of my business. I wasn't a part of that. As far as the deer thing goes, I mean, that's up to the state of Indiana or wherever he was to make that decision. Supposedly he shot $2 in one sit, which is, I guess, illegal. I don't know the rules in Indiana, but I mean, it's, it's not ethical, right? If that's the case, and you shouldn't do that, obviously. So, I mean, I just kind of go by the laws, to be honest. So, I'm not going to judge a person. It's not like me and Chris Brackett are friends or anything like that. I never talked to the guy. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised he lost all the sponsors he did so fast because, you know, like I said, it's a small industry. And if when you do anything that's like that or gets pushed to the, you know, in front of you, that's what happens. I mean, it doesn't take long at all, you know. I don't know. Is that what you were thinking?
Same thing. I mean, obviously, was it really worth it? You know, and then I hear the background story of that property that he was hunting. That they'd get the landowners like, yeah, come shoot this 170. That'd be great. Put it on your show. Just don't shoot the tall eight. Shoots the tall eight first. Looks out the window, sees the 170, shoots both. Lets the first one rot. Oh. So that's how the story was portrayed to me.
What I'm saying. I wasn't there.
Well, I wasn't there, so.
It's hard for me to speak to that. Obviously, there, you know, a lot of people feel that's what's happened, but I don't. I would never condone that. You know? That's my point. So I guess for us, it's kind of a mute issue. I mean, let
the Indiana DNR do the investigation and find out what the truth is.
But you can see. I mean, you never know what could happen to, you know, one of you. Somebody could, you know. I mean, you never know. And look how fast it all just went down. It was gone. He was done.
I think the point of the story, though, is that when you have a show, you have a responsibility. Yeah. That's a little different than normal people.
Yeah.
And one that's on Outdoor Channel, that's a large production. Yes, it's a business. And you know, a lot of people think that, you know, as a hunter and on a show, you just go out and lollygag and have the best time of your life. And, you know, you can only be blessed to have a show and this and that. But I'm telling you guys, that does not come easy. That job is stressful. It's hard to do. You have to find the deer. You got to get people to give you access, right? That access we're talking about. And you got to get the, you know, so I can see how it drives them to do the wrong thing sometimes.
It's not the pressure to get the content. Yeah, it's the pressure. You know, I need content, but.
That's no excuse.
It's no excuse. I'm not saying that. I'm just suggesting that some people fall into that.
That's what happens.
And then you get into, that's like us, you know, we had a show. We had two shows for a couple years. And just, you know, this past 2 years, we decided that's it. You know, there's no point in the pressure of doing this. It's not our forte, and we're stepping into a realm that we're not going to compete with, and we're not interested in it. The pressure is just too much. It's not worth it. So for us, it's been a lot better to just step aside from those shows and just do it like we originally planned, which was just going to be a relaxation place to put our archives of our hunts that we decide to film.
Yeah.
And this is a conversation that we've been having around here now about it, you know, just.
Well, and the other thing, like, just that's for example. I mean, we, doing those shows, we started getting away from our original idea of, you know, we're just all regular hunters and that, because it always seemed like there's more pressure to get a bigger deer on film and get this and get that. And
because it's not worth it. To be honest, the way I don't care what's going on. I got a GoPro on pretty much, you know, my crossbow, my gun, and my bow.
Yeah.
So if I can't get the main camera on and a big 10-point walks by, I'm shooting it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's dark. Guess what? If it's still it's legal light, I'm shooting it.
Yeah.
That's just me. I'll get the pictures later, I mean.
Well, and that's the thing about cameras, right?
Michigan. I see a big deer is going down.
We spent so much money on cameras testing the ability of low light. It's just ridiculous. That's most of the time the deer come out is low light. I mean, you don't usually. And most of the cameras fail unless you're going to be, you know, walking in with a huge amount of expensive cameras that are low light capable, $4,000. I mean, who's going to walk out and hunt with a $4,000 camera with the ability to drop it? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Or get rained on.
That happens a lot. And speaking of cameras, not to go off subject here a lot, but I'm so fed up with GoPro, I'm about to scream. Like, I've never seen so many failures in my life. I just used it the other night. I was telling Kevin, I was wading through. I went with Brian to hunt at the 23 mile. The river was flooded. I mean, the trail to get back to the front to the back was flooded. Have you been there?
No.
Okay, so you don't know what I'm talking about. So there's a bridge that goes from about here to this wall, and you walk across it, and there's a river, an actual 60-foot, 8-foot deep river that flows under it. Well, the water was over it. That's how much water was back here, and it's about as long as this room. The bridge, maybe a little longer, and I had to wade across it, and I walked across with my mucks on, and it was scary. Like, yeah. Every foot, the water would push it, yeah. My foot. And then if you go off the ledge, you can't see, though. It's just all murk, right? Yeah. But all I can see is ahead of me. I can see where it goes up, so I know I'm in line. So I'm just walking straight, and I finally get across it. I'm like, man, that was scary. Now I got to come back over that at night, right? I was like, oh, man, I just got to focus on big bucks now, right? And how am I going to get the buck over it? I'm going to drag that buck. He's going to get pulled out into that river, right? I was thinking all these things are going through my head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, it's going to be clean. All the blood will be out of it. But, it's going to be – I'm going to be lucky to hold on to it trying to cross. The water will fill the cavity and pull it. So I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, man, maybe I need to not gut it and pull it across, not gut it so it's heavier. Or maybe it'll pull me in. Yeah. Or maybe I can't get a truck back there. That's a four-wheeler type thing. You're going to get no truck back there.
Yeah.
So anyway, so here comes the night. I finish the hunt. We don't get anything. I'm going back across it, and I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm putting on my GoPro just to show how awesome these muck boots are to take me across this raging river, right, that's flowing. Because the grip, so I'm talking about, when you step, if that grip gives way, you're gone. Yeah. Like, you're gone. Like, yeah. I mean, it's flowing hard. Like, so first step, baby step. Second step, baby step. No exaggeration. My boot's this tall. It's that far away from the top. And it's hitting, full power. So I'm baby stepping just to make sure I don't fall in, like go over the edge somehow. It was very scary, I'm not going to lie. So I used this GoPro to go across it. And I was all excited about it because I'm like, that's a really cool video to show people what these mucks are capable of. And I mean, that's a raging river. And it didn't work. I'm like, are you got to be kidding me? So I go back and watch the film from that night. None of them worked. They all failed. I'm so sick and tired of GoPro. Like, I'm done with GoPro. Sony makes a couple of those type things. We're going to start buying those instead. And, if you're out there and you want to buy some GoPros, give me a call. Seriously, what a joke.
We should try Tacticam again.
Yeah, well, I like Tacticam. I have nothing wrong with Tacticam. My concern is that I don't necessarily... Well, maybe, what?
The guys I've been talking to are saying they have upgraded them a lot.
I would give it a chance. If they added stability into it, I would give it a chance. And either way, if I could put it on a tree too, which I'm pretty sure they sell a mount for, I'd be more happy. Not a big fan of mounting it on the weapon, but Brian did shoot one with the GoPro and it worked and it shook, but you see the hit. So it wasn't horrible.
Mine looked great.
What do you think the problem? What do you think happened with the GoPros the other night?
I think it's a software issue with GoPro. I think it's a software issue. No, it's supposed to get wet. It's a waterproof. Yeah. It's not even... So I don't know what the deal is with them. I wish I knew. It's very depressing. But
they should probably raise the price a little bit more.
Yeah, why don't they just raise the price? I'm so annoyed that, I got 5 GoPros and I'm scared to use them. I mean, I take that back. Some of the older ones are fine. Yeah. It's these new little sessions, the ones. Have you a problem with yours?
No, not yet. But no, I'm scared.
Well, I
thought I had to hold it down for 3 seconds at first, and all it did was take 3,000 pictures. I didn't know that was a thing. If you hold the button down too long, it takes pictures rather than the video.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that. That's good to know. What's, Chris had a question about the UP. Is there any local buck poles up there?
Not really. No, there's, the hunters are so spread out up there.
I think there's one in Newberry.
Okay, I mean, I'm not saying there's none, but like where I'm at...
That's one of the bigger...
It's one of the things about, like, I've been going up there, and literally when I started going up there, pretty much knew every hunter within 5 miles, and there might have been 4 or 5 of us.
Yeah.
now there's, there's a few more, but not that many, and we do a buck pool where we all kind of throw in 10 bucks for the first buck and the biggest buck and everything. But we don't hang them on a pole. We just, we take them to our own place and make sure they're high enough up in the air that wolves and coyotes and bobcats aren't going to get at them. Or a lot of times we'll actually take them to the old farm there and put them inside an old shed to keep animals. Because, there's been cases where, people hung them, didn't hang them high enough. Come back the next morning and the whole back end is gone,
Wow.
So.
Here's the action cams I was telling you guys about. So here's the one we have a lot of. Yeah. This is not too expensive, but look, it's got 5-4 stars. It doesn't make any sense to me. Obviously, I mean, it's a good price, but this is the one I was talking about. This one's doing real well. Sony's new action cam. It's 4K, so it's one of the topper notch ones. And they sell. This is this live cam. Do you see this? This is the live stream. So if we're going to do a live streaming like this...
Is that the one they want us to use?
Yeah, this would be the one we would use, something like this. But they have, you buy like more than one. You have like three, yeah, and then you change angles. Because you put one like here and put one over here and you put one up there. And you can, someone controls a dashboard. Uh-huh. So right now, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about live streaming our podcast coming up here so you guys can watch it. We're doing it right now on Facebook, which is a lot of fun.
Ask Chris how that's on sale. Heck? Ask Chris how the audio is coming across.
Chris, how's the audio? Whoa, it's a deal zone. I wonder why it's so cheap. Wow, 4K and everything. We're buying it. Purchase. Now, you know what the problem is? It's a 4/3 system, which means we have no lenses that fit this. But it's pretty cool. Yeah. It is a cool little camera because you can put a really good lens on it and put it. But that's cool. That's a cool product. That's a good price, to be honest. I mean, look at that. I just wonder if they're going out of business. Zcam E1 Mini 4K. Look on Amazon and see what the price is on there. Mm-hmm. What time is it by now, by the way? We got the Lindsay Way coming up.
7:36.
Oh, we got a couple more minutes, then we're going to hang out with the Lindsay Way. I don't know if we're live streaming that, but it's going to be sweet podcast. See what's going on over there.
I'm sure he's got a couple deer.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got deer. I'm like, see, look at this. Whoa, maybe it is a good deal. Maybe we should pick it up.
Where's he at?
See how much the lenses are first.
Yeah, but man, that...
Well, if the lens is $1,000.
What do you guys think? You guys paying attention? Z Micro 4/3. I wonder what we could use it for, though. Any ideas? It's only 4 hours left, no boom, till the sellout. Oh, look, Panasonic lens for it. Not too bad, I mean, for a good lens. Cameras are so confusing. There's so much money. Anyway, what were we going to talk about? We missed our original subject. Oh, your horrible season. I forgot.
I don't even know if I want to talk
about it. No, I wouldn't even talk about it. It's so depressing.
I think I've sat about 300 hours now. Perfect shot on a nice 9-point. Couldn't find it.
You know what we can talk about? I did order some new hats from Josh over at Deer Tracking Designs.
Yeah, for what?
Kids? Just some random hats. No, just some new. He had a special going on with a whole bunch of random onesies and stuff. So I'm like, yeah, I'll just give me all of them. Yeah. So we have some different variety. These will be, I think, the main hat we're selling right now. Yeah. So if you guys are interested in this hat or the black one, which I thought I saw around here somewhere. No, we need to get some more of those over here. Should be wearing those.
I need one on.
Yeah, you need a black one. Anyway, yeah. And, you know, I want to get some like that extra tough up there, that camo.
Flatties.
I like that camo with the flatty. I love when we get our logo on that.
You love the flatties.
I didn't used to like flatties, but they kind of fit nice. I kind of like the way they feel when you're wearing them. I don't know. Anyway, I got to see if there's any questions on this live stream. I'm not used to doing this. Checking in from Missouri. Awesome. Welcome, Craig. You know, Bowtech posted this today. Bowtech did an interview with me about their Realm, which was really exciting. So they posted the video today, and they actually post our whole review in there, too, which was really exciting. And it's just weird to see your face on there, you know, when you're watching something like this.
It's nice that they made fun of me.
Yeah, they made fun of No Boom.
They said he was giggling. I was just excited. I don't giggle at other bows.
He was giggling. He was giggling. This is a true story right here. When I pulled that bow out of the box, I was blown away. It's like a slap in the face. I was impressed. I was not expecting Bowtech to launch a bow that was brand new, you know. And that bow right now is one of the biggest contenders, in my opinion, for the year. It's just a sick bow.
You don't see people do it. It's like a 180.
Oh, it was a complete 180. Like, I was not expecting them to launch a brand new bow. That was unbelievable to me. I'm not used to seeing a brand new bow hit the market that quick. I mean, usually you had the Rain, so I was thinking, oh, they're going to do a Rain XL or a Rain XS or something, right? Just throw a name on it, change a little bit of something like normal. Yeah. But then they came out with the whole different realm of a bow called the Realm. So supposedly, John Cedar said they stole that word for me because he said I use it a lot. Is that true?
Do I say
Realm?
That's what I said.
You said that? Do I say Realm a lot? Do you ever hear me say it?
No.
I think on interviews, they'll be like, it'll be in your realm or this realm or that realm.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
So, Bowtech owes you royalties.
Royalties, Bowtech. Pay up. Pay up.
What realm are
you
living in?
That means I have two.
That's what Bowtech's saying right now. What realm are you living in?
I've named two bows now in the hunting industry. Do you know what the other one is?
Demon.
Yes, from Darton. Yep, that was my idea. And they're like, we like that name. We're going to keep it. So far now, I have two. I'm not sure the realm is really named after me, but I'm going to take credit for it. Why not? Exciting news, though, guys. So I talked to Expedition. They're in. So they're going to be doing the bow review coming up for 18 and 19, most likely. Parker's in for 18 again. So that's great. They just came through this year with that crossbow we did for them.
Yeah, crossbow's nice.
Obsession will be having their new bows to us this week or next week, so that's exciting. I want to get going on those. We've been waiting and kind of biting our nails because we're so excited to do a speed test on them because they're always pretty fast. What else am I missing? Martin's launching at the ATA show this year, a brand new lineup, and they actually have asked us to help launch with them. We're not actually going to be at the ATA this year, but we will be live in our studio sometime during that day, the first couple days there, and Martin has asked us to take over their Facebook page to help launch their new bows. From they're going to be at the ATA, but we'll be here and we'll have the bows in house here to show you guys, which is really exciting. I just love that they let us be a part of that. It's just exciting to be a part of a launch. It's always fun. Bowtech allowed us to do that with them this year. That was a lot of fun, and now Martin, so that'll be exciting. I bet you Expedition next year coming up. You know, building some good relations with these people, and so hopefully we can help with that, and it's just nice to get you guys to see it first, and we want our crowd to see it first and have that ability to get the first sneak peek out of anybody. That's exciting, you know. So what else am I missing? I think I'm missing another brand in there. I feel like I forgot one. I emailed Ben Pearson today. I haven't talked to him in a while to see if they want to get their new bow brought in. They have a new bow, too, that I think they launched last year, but it's a cool-looking bow. In High Country, you know, people have been asking me about that, so I finally reached out to them. I haven't heard anything yet, but High Country is one that's been around. When I was a kid, that was one of the bows I shot. A High Country was a big deal back then. So, and then Hoyt usually takes part. Oh, PSC. PSC sent a new bow. That's coming up, so I'm excited about that one. I can't wait to get that thing going. And the new Hoyt. So those will be here sometime. Usually the Hoyt doesn't come till next year, unfortunately.
Which Hoyt?
I don't know. They haven't told me yet.
RX4?
They haven't told me yet. Usually it's a kind of a after ATA thing, and they figure out what they want to promote. So, you know.
That's a cheat. That's a big money. How much is it? $1,600.
Wow. Yeah. Carbon, though, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about it yet because I've been waiting to see. I like to get it in my hand.
Yeah.
So coming up, the Lindsay Way. It's going to be our next podcast coming up. Very excited about this to get rolling, man. You know. I think Jeff has been on the show last year already. Yeah, he was on the podcast earlier in the year. So I'm excited to have him back so we can talk about what's new.
Remember, right? Isn't there a property back up to Drury's or something like that? Is that these guys?
First class. The Lindsay Way has teamed up with Heartland Bowhunter to deliver first class series with superior product. Oh, wow. Heartland. Yeah, Heartland does a really good job. Yeah. Those guys I need to call too, get them back on. So, I don't know. Where their land is, that's a good question.
They just had it down there. They had land in Iowa. Yeah.
Where'd you see that?
Right here.
I thought I remember talking.
They have lands in Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, and Georgia.
Oh, Jeff, where's my invite, baby? Let's do this. Come on, Jeff. I'm waiting for your call, bud. Yeah, I would love to hunt in Iowa once in my life. Just once. Mm-hmm. You can put me in the worst stand, too. I don't even care. Just put me in the worst stand that they have, and I'll be good to go. That is too funny. We just did the... speaking of bear archery... So we're changing a little bit. This is the... we did a poll last year in the traders, the Boner Plant trading... what's it called? Trading post. Thank you. I was going to say the word post. That messed me up. So this was the results of that post. So Obsession wins hands down in this one. And then followed by Matthews, Hoyt, Athens, which must have a lot of Athens followers in there. Bowtech, PSE, nothing but Athens. I saw that.
What?
Those guys are hilarious, dude. Nothing but Athens. And then Athens. So Athens actually, see, you guys messed your own thing up. You Athens shooters messed up your numbers. You could have been higher if you would have put those together. You would have beat Hoyt. But that is seriously hilarious. That is really funny.
Have we had Athens for a while?
Yeah, Athens does every year. Yeah. Rodney over there, they send that. We just had their bow out there, Revelation. I don't know if they've done an 18 bow yet. That might have been their 18 bow.
Yeah, I don't remember I shot that.
You might not have been here for that one.
I can tell you. One year with like a wooden cross inlay, that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of great ones over the years. They're great shooting bows, man. People underestimate that company, but they're really good design and amazing bows. Channel. Nope. Yeah, let's do this. Bam! First one that comes up. Yeah, I did it by myself, it looks like. That's why. But, yeah, this is a great bow.
You got four thumbs down. Do you even know what you're doing?
I'll give myself a thumbs up. How dare you? How dare you give me that thumbs down, whoever did it? Yeah, you weren't even here. I don't know where you were.
You gotta have some thick skin whenever you do a video.
Oh, yeah, dude. We've been getting hammered. Kevin got hammered the other day.
We started.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin got railed.
For what?
They were railing Chris Schnoor.
Tell me, I don't care.
This guy is like, can set up any bow like perfectly. Yeah. Some guy's ripping how he puts a trophy taker rest or something. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Some people, all they want to do is...
It's unbelievable.
They like just want to go on there to say negative stuff.
Seriously, it's unbelievable, you guys. I mean, I wish, you know... Thank you. Thank you for the people... thank you for the people out there who, you know, you do your thing, you're nice, and you're not mean to people. I mean, that's how life should be. It's unbelievable to me how pathetic some of these people are, honestly. Like, dude, chill out. Like, it's just a video. Like, look at this guy. What, really? Like, what are you talking about? Like, why would you even say that?
Aussie guy.
And Kevlar underpants provided by our friends at. It's funny, but still, I'm just saying. Like, come on, you know.
Oh my god.
I mean, a lot of the comments are just ridiculous. Like, you know, the thing is, out of all of it, here's the thing. Here's the honest truth. Out of all of it, there's always the people who do provide some comment. That makes me extremely happy, and it makes me realize why we still do what we do. Yeah. That's the thing. So, like, for instance, this guy says, Nicholas here, Clearwater, says, love how you're doing speed tests now on the bows. I hope there's a way more to come in the future. So but that's a positive thing to me because basically saying, look, you guys are progressing the way I'm hoping for you to progress, and, you know, that's exciting, you know. And there's questions, like, what's the total arrow weight? You know, that's great. Can you do a review on the APA King Cobra TF2? I asked. I did send an email to them to find out. You know, some of these...
See, now the speed test can go sideways, too.
Speed test went completely sideways. But you know what? I don't care.
You mean like Ravens?
Yeah, this bow needs to go 730 feet per second, and you got it at 600. Like, what? Okay. Like.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, some of the stuff, you know... And then there's a lot of fights, people fighting with each other, like especially the speed test. Listen, guys, I'm not going to lie to you. This is easy. I took an arrow. I weighed it. We shot it through a thing. We showed you what we did. That's all there is to it. Yeah. If you want to do it a different way, feel free. All we did is it was real simple. It's like, you know what? Let's just do a quick speed test with this arrow, whatever arrow is we have in front of us. Let's weigh it so you can see. Let's do the weight so you can see how much bow weight. Let's tell you the draw length. And hey, it is what it is. It comes out what it comes out. It was fun to do. And it, to be honest, it got a lot of attention. 12,000 views, but I was telling Jamie earlier, I don't know if that's just because people are fighting amongst each other or what the deal is, but I'll take it. I don't care. I mean, hey, I the goal is just so you guys get to see some cool stuff. No, Kevin got tore up on one.
For a crossbow?
And look at this one. Made in China, garbage. You're lucky to get a couple years out of the limbs. How would you know that?
Which one I mean, is that? Come which on. One's he talking about?
Sounds like a shotgun going off.
Oh, the razor?
It's stupid loud. I disagree, sir, and I'm deleting your comment.
See ya.
See ya. He gone. So, you know, I'm just, you know, being honest with you guys. We do this because we love doing it. We don't do it because we want to hear all this whining. You know, I mean, this is silly stuff.
Where's the one I got tore up on?
I deleted it already because I didn't want you to see it and get upset.
We'd have to, like,
give I got such thin skin.
No, somebody was saying this guy really needs to learn how to not put his finger by the trigger.
After you'd shot it.
After you already shot the bow.
It's not a gun, okay?
Because an uncocked crossbow with your finger by a trigger is dangerous.
I guess you could shoot somebody with it somehow.
when it's uncocked.
Okay. I guess when it's uncocked. That's my point, right? It's just a lot of stupidity. I just can't bear it sometimes. So I don't read them a lot. I just tend to delete them because I don't like other people having to read it, you know? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they come to me first. Like, I see them. I'll be, like, at work, and I see them popping up. Like, and I'm like, and it's always something rude, especially the long-distance shot. That's the worst one. Yeah. We have so many haters on a stupid long-distance shot. And people are so angry about the fact that we had sponsors. I can't believe it. Like, what's so bad about getting a sponsor to pay for something so we don't have to pay for our own money? I just don't get that. Like, do you really think I'm going to go out and shoot a 356-yard shot with a bow and pay $5,000 to do it? Like, in all the equipment and stuff we needed to do it? I mean, this wasn't like a backyard.
The targets alone.
This wasn't a backyard shot. This was a well-done, thought-out process that planning of 8 months in advance.
Like, 19 cameras, a drone.
I'm trying to make it fun and exciting for everybody, but you can't do that without a sponsor.
That's
not
325. Okay.
Yeah, did you see that little dot where it shows you guys way out there? That thing comes up. That's why I wanted to do that, though. People, I shot a 700-yard shot with my bow. Okay. And then and all you see is this video, grainy video from like 100 yards out. You're like, that's 700 yards? Prove it, right? Yeah. Come on. So, but it was fun. I'm going to still do more. I think it was exciting. I like doing it. I just wish that, you know, people could realize that, you know, it's just a simple, it's marketing, okay? I mean, it's simple. Like, you know, hey, do you guys want to be a part of something really cool and different? Sure. Oh, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. I mean, I never would say that that's the only bow in the world that can make that shot. That's not what we're saying. We're saying this is the way we did it. We did it because that bow won awards last year, so we asked Bowtech first. And Bowtech was nice enough to say, yeah, we're in. Let's whatever you need, let us know. Let's help. You know, I mean, you guys got to understand, there's support that's needed to do these things. We don't just take money out of our wallet and go do them. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. It's not logical. No one says that about anybody who shoots a brand that they shoot. You know, all these TV shows, they go out and shoot stuff all the time. It's all sponsored stuff. It's all sponsored content.
You know why they don't say nothing? Because there's no format for them to say it. If there was a way for they could do it on TV, they'd be ripping them guys too.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
It's the beauty of the internet. You can say whatever you want.
So that's the thing. You can trust a guy who's sponsored by one specific bow company, or you can look at a company like us who is not, and we use multiple brands, and we still will and continue to. So it makes it fun.
Is he really on for 7:45?
Yeah, is about ready?
It's 7:50.
Oh, 7:50. We're going to be late. All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks for joining us on the podcast, and we appreciate you. Make sure you vote on the Bow Owner Planet Facebook page if you haven't for Best Bow of the Year in 18, Best Bow Brand. We want to get more votes this year on that and continue to drive that. And if you did tune in live with us, thank you so much for tuning in live. And if you're not, you're in the car listening to this right now as you're driving, which is really exciting because I love my voice, and I think it sounds great, and I'm glad you guys like it, and we can continue on to do the Bow Owner Planet podcast, so that's really exciting. Anyhow, we will...
So you don't want to throw some sponsors in before we get
off? Yeah, we better sponsor, say some sponsorship stuff, otherwise we won't look like we're not selling out right, you know? Yeah, so let's thank Vanguard Outdoors, baby, who sponsors our podcast, and because of them, you guys see all this equipment in front of you, so thank you, Vanguard Outdoors. Check them out for the Pioneer Packs, the tripods, the binos, the shooting sticks.
Oh, my gosh. Cases.
Camera cases. Unbelievable camera cases. And amazing tripods. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bow Hunter Planet podcast online at bowhunterplanet.com with your host, Team BHP. Check us out on Facebook at Bow Hunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.